The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Not everyone sees it. Only some hear it. Some say we're gifted. Others claim we're crazy. We are unique. We don't claim fame. We know who we are. We know what others are too afraid to admit. We are a different breed. We live in the night. We search for the light of truth. We exist for a reason. We are the night breed.
Mommy? They're coming.
What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
You sick SOB. You are a hurter, you life destroyer. You are a hater, hurter, shit. You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life.
2007.
You should know better than have teenage kids being involved in the paranormal. I've been hearing a lot of people saying, well, I'm involved in paranormal. You don't know squat. Stay out of it.
2008.
What kind of a knucklehead would sit and say that because they buy the bottle, that they lost their car keys or the remote? This guy is a total bonehead.
2009.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be here a hell of a lot longer than you're going to be here. That's for sure.
2010.
Don't get on there and say, well, we never told anything about anybody. That's a lie. And when you get on there and you say, well, we're done with this, we don't want to talk about it anymore, then don't talk about it.
Looking into the future, starting now.
Good evening, welcome to the Nightbreed Show with your one and only host, Ghost Getter. Tonight, we're going to take it on a serious note here. Too much fighting in the paranormal. Too much of this, too much of that going on. So we're going to discuss that, plus a whole lot more. Here's a forgotten song, Alice in Chains, Heaven Beside You, on the Nightbreed Show with the host, well, more than one ghost. Ghost Getter.
Yeah. Unless you wanted more variety.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
All types of music.
Cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever.
I love the music. Like the music.
With less commercials, and we delivered.
First, the ordinary rabbit.
Jackalope Radio.
Nightbreed Show.
He don't know me very well, do he?
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
Ooh. Oh. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show, everyone. Whoa, what happened there? Welcome those of you in chat. Whoa. Welcome, Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com. And those of you listening to St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, England, everywhere in Europe, all over the United States, California, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and those that little land that Draxel lives in on his own. Mormon land. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Welcome those of you in chat. Keyword the Nightbreed Show, thenightbreedshow.com. Facebook keyword the Nightbreed Show. Yeah. Little bass there. Sorry, I don't know. Jamie's playing with my dials again. There we go. Welcome, Quote the Mod, Cat My Assistant, Richard, Spooky, which is going to call in again. Nice to see you, Spooky, as always. Sparky Elk. I don't know where he gets this Sparky from. I guess we'll figure it out. SWB, Kinky Cat, Free Money, Paragal, Services, Servicid, Moo. Welcome. Oh, tonight we're going to have an interesting show. I thought it might take it on a little serious level a bit because there's a lot of, I'm not going to say paranormal drama because, you know, I guess since I've been in this going on 4 years now, it has never ended. I think the only time I haven't been dealing with drama is when I've been doing this paranormal stuff on my own most of my life, and I didn't know anyone else that was involved. Although, when I had a group come out and visit my sister's house in 1999, I had another group come out and say that this group was full of baloney, the one that came out, and it caused a big ruckus. So there was a little drama going on over there, but not as, pretty much the same what we're seeing now. So I think it was always going on, and I don't think it's ever going to end. Ever. So we're going to take it a little bit on a serious note because I got some things I want to discuss. I say disgust because I am disgusted, like always. We're going to talk about a little bit of this show being garbage-pailed all the time. It's always being trashed. And, you know, it's kind of funny how it's always being trashed. And I'm never wrong because every time I put somebody to the test or confront them, you know, and speak, give them proof somehow, they tend to not respond after I'm done talking. So it won't be the first time, and it won't be the last, and I always see it, so we're going to talk about that, too. There's a lot of paranormal trash talking going on. Ones that complain of another one, particular group or people that complains about another, and they basically are doing the same thing. Those I see quite a bit. We're going to talk about Jackalope, and it's, well, we might as well talk about it now. We're also going to talk about this paranormal challenge by Ghost Adventures. I saw the previews for this, and I don't have the, it really doesn't matter. I don't have the clip for it, but I saw it this morning, and what a joke that was. I don't know. I guess I'd have to see more before I can pass judgment on it, but from what I saw, I wasn't too impressed by it. Even the people that were doing the challenge didn't look like they were acting. The acting was horrible. They were still acting. So I think it's not so much as who's got the best evidence. It's the best actor, the person that can scream the most and act freaked out the most. I think that's what it's about. So we're going to see anyway. Kind of like the refs in the NBA. Speaking of the NBA, go Mavs. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, those people that keep trashing the Mavericks. And, it's real funny how Miami Heat and LeBron James keep saying that everybody hates the Miami Heat. But I just don't see that. Because I see nothing but everybody posted on Facebook how they hate the Mavericks. But yet, I just don't see anything bad about the Miami Heat. And it's just shocking to me how everybody, complains. And, and what was funny was I noticed the last 4 minutes of the first game, Dallas started getting robbed with penalties over and over. They were getting penalized offensively, penalized defensively, over and over and over and over again. But yet, when it came to the second game, every time Dallas got ahead and started getting ahead, then LeBron James started whining like a baby. Yeah, little LeBron there. Yeah, that's for you. That's for you, LeBron. Yeah, little more. There you go. Come on, LeBron. Come on, LeBron. Oh, there you go. He needs a bottle. And that's all I was seeing him do on the bench. It started whining and moping and everything else. So I'm sure then, and when they went to the locker room after they lost, they probably complained and threw a fit. But you know what? Mavericks have been losing for years when it counted. So get used to losing. That's what we had to do for years. And I don't want to jinx them, and I don't want to bring it up anymore as far as I'm concerned, because I don't want to jinx it. But from what I see, you know, you got to learn to take losses. And that's what the Mavericks have done for years. And you don't see as much complaining as you do on Miami when things go wrong. So, I don't know. We take it for a grain of salt. And I don't, you know, I want them to win. But, you know, with the way the NBA is, they don't want the Mavericks to win. They don't want the Mavericks to do this and do that. And it's been that way for years. I've seen it last year with a vicious slapping Dirk Nowitzki around and didn't get called and things like that against San Antonio. So I kind of said last year, I'm not even going to bother watching the NBA this year. And I wasn't, but, you know, I figured since it's the finals, I might as well check it out. But I said, you know what, if they get gypped again, I'm not going to go any further. I'm going to turn it off and I ain't going to watch any more of this series because I expect them to lose because that's the way the NBA is. So anyway, I don't know why I got off on that subject. I think it's because the Go Mavs thing. So anyway, Go Mavericks, I hope you win again. I really do. This town needs a win. It's been years since 1999 we've seen anything. So hopefully, you know, tomorrow night we'll see something coming out of it. Something, please. Please. I hope so.
You are all just a bunch of losers.
Anyway. So, we're going to get into that. You know, I was trying to talk about Jackalope. Jackalope has gotten massively huge. We're just killing it all over the ratings. We're killing it all over the you know, internet and, you know, regular radio stations and things like that. We're just killing it. We're killing it. We're killing it. We're killing it. We're killing it. And thank God we're doing that. And so many people are pissed off. And so many people are getting angry with me in this show that I'm starting to see more and more of it. And, you know, it really doesn't affect me at all. I get to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'll just come back at you, but I really don't care. But so many people have gotten to the point where they just trash this show like there's nobody's business. Even behind my back, they do it quite a bit. And you know what? I don't care, because every time someone has something to say that they disagree with me as far as their outlandish beliefs or outlandish theories and things like that, I always come back and back it up with things that are, I've seen on the internet, audio, video, and things like that, news reports, all that stuff. I always come back and back it up and say, hey, look at this, and I never get a response. And you know what it tells me when I never get a response when it comes to the show after I back it up? It tells me that you have no answer. And when it tells me you have no answer, it also tells me that I stumped you and I completely shut your mouth. That's what it tells me. So, you know what? You can hate this show all you want. I don't care. You don't like it, that's fine by me. You don't have to like it. But you know what? Don't say you don't like it because I tell a lie or I'm a fraud or whatever it is, because it's not true. Because I've always backed it up. I've always backed it up, and I always will back it up, or else I won't say it. And if I find something that I talk about on here and I show the audio or I show the videos or whatever, and it's wrong, and I find out it's wrong, then I will come back and say that I was wrong and I will apologize. That's all it takes. That's all it takes, and I will do that. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to make stuff up, and I'm not going to make up a show that's make up evidence or make up a fake paranormal investigation or a fake place, a paranormal investigation where there's a place that isn't really haunted. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be an actor and cause drama with my acting and not be legit and not be who I am. I'm not going to fake my emotions to make it look real. I'm not going to do that like Ghost Adventures does. That was a brilliant clip. There's feet behind me. Somebody's wait. I hear shoes. There's feet behind me and I hear shoes. What is that? I tell you what, I don't know where. Let me see if I can find some drama music for that. Is this drama music that I got here? We should use that for Ghost Adventures every time they got this paranormal challenge that comes up now. Paranormal challenge. There's feet behind me! Wait, I hear footsteps. I think that's what they should do. Use the drama. At back exactly that point in time, we got an EVP, frightening EVP. It's always frightening. A frightening EVP that's clear as a bell that says, I'm going to kill you, Zach. And that's all we hear. We hear that EVPs that don't even exist or are not even real. I don't even know where they come up with this stuff, but but there's a lot of that going on, and I can see where a lot of this so-called drama comes from. You know, there is no real. You get a lot of these people that are watching everything on TV, and they see all this stuff, and TV makes it look exciting. It makes it look fun. It makes it look like it's the best thing to do. It's the greatest thing in the world. So everybody wants to jump on the TV bandwagon, and they all want to be like Zach. You know, they all want to be like whoever it is that's on TV at the time. They all want to be like that, and they don't realize that when you go out and investigate, that's why half of these assistant investigators don't show up when they're supposed to, or they fall asleep at houses when you're trying to help them. They fall asleep at the house on the couch, or they get drunk, or they you know, they do things like that because they're bored, because it's not as exciting as they see it on TV. You spend hours and hours sitting around and nothing happens. And then sometimes you go a whole night and nothing happens. And then you get evidence. You have to go through hours of evidence. Not to mention, okay, if you spend the night and you're 8 hours in a building and you are sitting there for 8 hours, you got three DVRs. That's, 24. That's 24 hours of footage you got to look over because you got 8 hours on each DVR. 8 hours. So that's 24 hours of footage you got to listen to. Okay, so now you got two video cameras you got to listen to. Sometimes these places have four or five. And you got 8 hours of video footage you have to watch. That's 40 hours that you're watching. 40 hours that you're watching on video footage. So top it off, you got 24 hours of audio, 40 hours of video footage. That's 64 hours that you have to go over, which you see why it takes them a while to go through it. 60 hours that you got to listen to footage or watch the audio. And that's just video and DVRs. Think about it. What about the hundreds of pictures that you've taken and things like that? That's hours and hours that you go through. But, of course, when you watch Ghost Hunters, they do it in 5 minutes. 5 minutes of footage. At the end, the reveal. Or, you know, what is it? The reveal. The reveal. The reveal. Yeah. You know what? I'll do it like this. Let's see if I can find me, so I can close this out, and I'll try this way. Make it sound more interesting. Hold on. The reveal. Okay. So now, I'll go ahead now. Hold on, let me try something here. effects. I gotta find effects here. There it is. Okay, there you go. There we go. I'm trying something here, so give me a second. I'm going to do something here. Make it sound more interesting. If I can find it. Give me a second. I can't find it. Ah! I hate this. Every time I scroll this on the side, it opens up. That's Windows 7. Opens up the whole page. Windows 7, it takes some getting used to. Okay. So it sounds more like this.
The reveal.
So that's Ghost Hunters for you. They do 5 minutes of footage. And they do a reveal that, you know, it takes about 5 minutes to do a reveal when it should take you hours and hours of footage to go through. 64, and that's just in an 8-hour night. 64 hours of audio and video. Now, can you imagine if you're in a place for 3 days? That's what? 48 hours or 2 days? 48 hours in 2 days. Imagine the video and footage that you have to go over if you were at a place for 48 hours. So people hate that. They hate going through all the audio and video. You know, they hate sitting around for hours and hours. And they get to a point where they're like, well, this ain't like it is on TV. I liked it much better when we were on TV. They were on TV and they had that echoey type voice that said the reveal and they had the music by it. How come we don't get that on our investigations, Bob? I want a reveal sound just like that. So this is why people get bored and this is why people hate it. You know, and this is why you see some of these groups, I'm not going to mention any names, that fall asleep on the couch during an investigation, or get drunk on an investigation, or go drinking on an investigation, or take advantage of people's money, or take advantage of people and their hospitality, or take advantage of their groups, and things like that. And we can go through person after person after person who's done that. So this is why people get so upset. And we get all this drama and stuff because they want it to be just like TV, and it's not like television. It's nothing like television. You have those days where a lot of good stuff is going on, but how many of those days do you have? Does it happen all the time on every Friday like it does on Ghost Adventures, where every week is better than the last? It's just amazing how last year was not as good as this year, and the year before that was not as good as last year. So every year on Ghost Adventures gets better than the last. It's just amazing how these ghosts are just getting more prevalent and more obvious than ever. It's just amazing. Zach Baggins, he's finding everything on every investigation. It's just amazing. We walked into the building and automatically, Zach, we know you. I want Zach Baggins because he's famous and he has big, strong muscles. And, of course, there's always, dude, oh, dude. Come on. It's not real. It's not realistic. They're flashy, just like hair bands of the 80s. They're flashy. They wear the glitter and they wear the great shirts and the great clothes and have the expensive equipment. But when you go deep down inside, the music sucks. The band sucks. And the same thing with the show. You got these dressed up people with the hair and the clothes and, you know, cool looking. I want to dress like Zach Bagans and have a tight t-shirt and a giant ass tattoo on his back. You know, I need a cool shirt like that. But deep down, great equipment and everything, deep down, they have no experience. You can see that they have no experience. HEVP that they reveal is nothing. You can't hear what they're saying half the time. You don't know what they're saying half the time. And it's not as clear as what they say it is. And if it is clear, it's not exactly the words that they spoke about. It says, here's an EVP, watch the door. And you listen to the EVP, it says, I got a cat named Boo. I mean, come on. It's not even the same thing. These people are not EVP specialists. They do not know anything about EVPs. They're not good at it, and they never will be good at it. They are video specialists. That's what they went to school for. They went to movie school, and they're video specialists. They know nothing about audio. And why do they know nothing about audio? Because they rewind the DVR and play it on TV. And everybody knows, if you've been in this long enough, that hearing it with your own ears on a DVR after you rewind it and play it again is not going to sound the same when you put it on a computer. It's totally different. So it's asinine. And if you really, really know about this field well enough, then you would know that they're not very good at what they do. Just because they've been on TV for 3 years doesn't make them experienced paranormal investigators like John Zaffis, who's been around for 30 or 40. It doesn't make them that experienced. They just have a TV show. So don't follow these people as role models. They're not role models. Hey, I'm not Charles Barkley either. Don't follow these people. Do it yourself. Stop taking advice from people on TV, because the advice they give works for them, but it's not going to work for you. Do things your own way and stop taking advice from other people telling you how you should and shouldn't do this and how you should and should do that, because it's never going to work your way if you're doing it the Zach Bagans way.
I want to do it the Zach Bagans way. I want to have my hair up fluffy like my poodle and have a tight black t-shirt. Because that's what Zach Bagans does. And I want cool music like this. Every time I walk into a room, I should hear that. I'm entering the room. All demons should be scared of me when they hear that music. That's all there is to it. They should be scared of me and start running. It's not going to work, guys. They're not even, it's flashy. It's like watching a movie. It's like watching Transformers and going out there and putting a trash can and car parts around your legs and acting like a Transformer and running in the street. We are the Decepticons. And you got car parts and metal trash can wrapped around your legs and spoons, you know, between your fingers, and you're acting like the Decepticons on Transformers. It's not, and you wonder why. How come I can't be as cool as the Transformer guys? I want to be a Decepticon. It doesn't work. It's a movie. It's not real. It's not real. We'll be back on the Nightbreed show with a whole lot of other stuff going on, stuff that I am miffed about. Oh, I'm miffed about this stuff. We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show. Stick around.
The Nightbreed Show.
Play Wheels on the Bus and get the hell out of my sight. How dare you sully my good name by spreading your slanderous filth?
Jackalope 105.
This is Aaron from Stand, speaking to you for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. When you drink and drive, you risk not only your life, but the lives of everybody on the road. Plan ahead and choose a designated driver.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're about to play
gay or nay, I present a action and say, does this make you suspect to being a homosexual?
Friday nights at 8, Jackalope Radio brings you the Brad Westmar Show.
Here's a perfect example.
Okay.
Frosting your hair with blonde tips or just frosting your hair as a guy. Is this gay or is it not gay?
I'd say suspect.
Yes. Batman, what is your thoughts on frosting your hair as a man?
It depends. If you live in L.A. or if you're in a band, I think it's all right. But yeah, if you're just a guy that works at McDonald's, there's something wrong with that.
I don't think there are many McDonald's guys frosting their tips.
You never know.
Couch potatoes and weenies rejoice. Your radio messiah is back.
But if he does...
I don't know that they have the money for that.
If he does, he's gay.
Yeah, at the very least, Metro.
Very Metro.
You'll never know what's going to happen this week until you listen to the Brad Westmar Show.
Softball is obvious, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a lesbian.
The Brad Westmar Show on Jackalope Radio, 8 p.m. Friday.
Jackalope.
Hi! Ah! Woo!
105 FM.
Where have all the good times gone?
Stratified Dentist agree. We play today's best music mix. The fifth one had an overdose of Novocaine.
What is going on?
You are enjoying the miracle of radio.
DRS 2006.
Welcome back to the Nightbreed Show. And welcome those of you in chat tonight. I gotta type something here. So welcome back those of you in Nightbreed Show chat. Quote me on that dude from somewhere. Richard, Spooky, Sparky Elk, SWD, Free Money, Paragal, Service Sid, Moo, and Draxel was here, but I guess he left. Well, there he is. No, he left. So Draxel, will you out there? Come back to the show. You belong here. You belong here, brother. Yeah. And welcome back to the show. You know, the reason I I've told people how I started this show 4 years ago, and I've said it before in quite a few shows, and I said how the show started, you know, when I was standing there and I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of, I love the paranormal, I love music, and I just put the two together. But, I lost my train of thought, damn it. Lost my train of thought. But the reason I started it was because at the time, I think basically my entire life, I've been getting screwed over and over and over again by people, businesses, politicians, the name, the list goes on and on and on. I've gotten screwed by high school principals. Not literally, but screwed over by high school principals. I've gotten screwed over by ex-girlfriends. I've gotten screwed over by, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I got tired of seeing this, and I started seeing it in the paranormal quite a bit. I started seeing people getting screwed over when I started getting involved with other people. Okay, is that a knock toward me? No, I'm just kidding. But now I started seeing people getting, the more I started getting involved and taking myself out of doing it by myself or doing it with family members, you know, we would just go investigating on our own without all the other people around. I started hanging around other people and their groups and going from here to there, here to there. And basically, my experience was a big key. My experience of knowing things helped out quite a bit because it's helped quite a few people. But then I started seeing a lot of drama going on, you know, a lot of people arguing back and forth, a lot of people choosing sides, and a lot of people getting angry and things like that. So other people, other groups, and other things started happening where people were getting screwed in this field. And I started seeing a lot of that going on. And I still see a lot of it today. And I'm sure you might as well say there's no way you're going to be able to stop it. And if you do and it finally stops, there goes my show because I'll have nothing else more to talk about, especially certain people in this field. I ain't going to be able to talk about them anymore. And that would kind of suck. But but the reason I mainly changed the show a little bit and started saying, you know what, I'm tired of seeing people getting the shaft. And I got the shaft quite a bit, but I'm tired of other people getting shafted too. Now, there is no way in the world I'm doing this by revenge. Because if I was going to do it by revenge, there are a whole lot of things I have and a whole lot of people, especially on TV, that I can use against them. Plenty of evidence that I have because I've talked to a lot of these people personally for quite a while. And I've talked to their second-hand man or second-hand woman or somebody that knew them pretty close. And they have told me things that they've said or they have told me things that they've did. And so, and these were in emails and different things like that. And I said, you know what, there's a whole lot of stuff that you don't know that I can use against these people. So I'm not here to do it for revenge, vengeance. I'm not going to do that. I want to see people do this without getting screwed over. That's why I do it. I get on this show because I tell people, this is going to happen to you. That is going to happen to you. If you deal with this guy, or you deal with this group, or you go and fork over money out of your wallet that you can't afford for this event, or somebody's telling you you need to, fork over $50, $60 and come to this haunted place, and it's not haunted, and they're going to make half the stuff up that isn't real. If that's going to happen, then that's why I'm going to tell you, because you can just sit back and not do anything, because I'm doing all the work. I'm the one that goes out and does hours and hours of show prep. I look at all their audio. I look at all their video. I look at all their notes. I look at everything they write on their websites. I look at the contradictions that they constantly say over and over again. And I do this for hours on end over the week. Sometimes I stay up all night doing it. And it sounds kind of dirty, but it's not what I mean. So don't take it the wrong way. So you can sit back and you can say, you know what? I really want to know if this event is real. I really want to know if this guy is actually this way or if this guy is actually that way. I really want to know that. And how can I find if these places are legit? How can I find if these people are legit? How can I watch a show on TV? How do I know if it's real? So that's why I get on there and I say, well, you know what? Ask me. Go on there tonight to the night keyword the Nightbreed Show on Facebook and ask me, and I'll tell you. And if I don't know, I will look it up. I will spend hours looking up their video and audio and whatever, and I will get on the show and I will say it, and I will tell you what they're doing. I will tell you that they're contradicting themselves. I will tell you that the person is full of it. And I will show you how they're full of it. But you know what? No. What I get is I get people that get pissed off because I'm trashing someone, or I'm causing drama, or I'm doing this, or I'm just so damn negative. But you know what? If I'm so damn negative and if I'm not here, are you going to continue to get screwed over? Because that's what's going to happen to you unless somebody out there does something about it. Who was it that I exposed about a year and a half ago? Quote, what was it? Sci-fake.com. I went after these people because they claimed that Ghost Hunters does this wrong, and Ghost Hunters is fake about this, and Ghost Hunters is fake about that. And they constantly yapped and yapped and yapped about it, but proved nothing. Had no evidence. All they did was take other people's videos that could have been altered, and take other people's word, took their word for it, and said these people do this and do that. But they never did any work. Then I started seeing them say, oh, you're going to pay $50 to go in this haunted place. It isn't real. There's nothing going on there. But yet you scroll down at the bottom of their site, and they're promoting this place that they trashed on their website. And then they turn around and talk about how psychics are full of baloney and you're being charged and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And then you scroll down at the bottom of their page and they're talking about promoting this psychic or promoting conferences are bad. Conferences are a waste of money. But yet you have a writer on your site that's affiliated with your site that speaks at conferences. So they were contradicting themselves. And he had no answer for what I said. He wrote a note on his website, trashed me and everything else, and talked smack. But you know what? He even told me, won't you come on my show and we'll debate, because you won't have the balls to do it. I said, okay. So I wrote him on MySpace and said, what time do you want me on your show? I'll come on your show. And I have the stuff right here. Never answered me. Second time, never answered me. Went back there the third time. He changed the website. He changed Facebook. It was a different picture and a whole different page. And he tried to make it look like, well, it's not the same guy. This is a different guy. But when you sign up for the account on Facebook, it's going to be under the same account. So you're not fooling me with that stupidity. He was just, he couldn't back it up. He couldn't back it up, and he tried to change his page to make it look like it was a different person to make me go away. He couldn't, he didn't have an answer for himself. And he wasn't the first one that I, you know, pretty much proved wrong. And of course, if I'm wrong about it, I will come on here and I will say what I say, and I'll apologize, and I'll say I'm wrong. I'll say that, you know, I thought it was this way and I thought it was that way and I'm totally wrong and I'm sorry. It's my mistake. And I will, welcome back, Draxel. And I will fully admit when I am wrong. I will fully admit when I made a mistake. That's the difference. I can admit when I make mistakes and I take responsibility for my mistakes. Ghost Divas. There's another one. They get on there and they talk about other people and how they're screwing others over and doing this and doing that, screwing others over. But one, they use vulgar language, which was unprofessional as a radio show or any kind of show. And if you want to do it, that's fine. But you'll never be on the radio. They lied about their viewers. One time I think they said they had 5 million. Not even Glenn Beck has that, I don't think. And then they turned around and started trashing psychics, but yet they turned around and promoted psychics on their show. They trashed TV shows like Ghost Hunters for being fake, but yet they're huge followers of Ghost Adventures. Okay, last time I checked, I didn't see that they were real, but they were contradicting themselves over and over again. And I've proved that before on this show as well. So I do that. And I don't want to see people get screwed over. And even the people that go out there and claim, we'll help you out, are full of it too. And I see that as well. Because they're not admitting when they're wrong when they're wrong. They don't submit any proof. They're all hearsay. They're all just talk. So I don't believe in a lot of what they say. And I don't get on here and I'm not going to act like an ass and use all kinds of, you know, F this and F that, you know, and use the most dirtiest language on the planet to get people's attention, because that's not the way to do things. That's not being professional. And they're not going to listen to you, and they're not going to believe you if you're using vulgar language. They ain't going to take you serious. If you are serious in what you say and you're serious in what you're doing, they're not going to take you serious if you're acting like an ass. They're not going to take you serious. So that's what I do. I get on here and I help people out and I say, well, okay, well, I'll check this out and check that out and I'll look into it and I'll talk about it on my show. If I don't find anything, then I'll tell you, there's nothing there. I didn't find anything. I have to have evidence. I have to have evidence. There's got to be more to it than this. What you're saying is not enough. What you're giving me is not enough. And I'm going to tell you that. It's not enough. You know, I understand you have anger issues with other people, and I understand that you're ticked off at somebody and you're upset at a group or you're upset at a particular person, but you can't use me to get back at them. It's not right. That's called vengeance. You're not doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it out of vengeance, and you're not doing it to save yourself. You're doing it because you're being vengeful, or you're pissed off, or you don't like somebody. So let's go get Ghost Getter to make him look like a fool. That's not going to work. Everybody has problems. Everybody is not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm probably make more mistakes than everybody put together in my chat room. Make more mistakes than anybody. Nobody's perfect. Snot. Draxel is not perfect. Cat isn't perfect. Quote isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. And we all have our bad sides. We all have our problems in our life. And we all do things we wish we hadn't. And we all do things we wish we didn't in the past. It's just a part of life. Nobody is going to be perfect. We make mistakes, but the great thing about it is if the person apologizes and said they're wrong, then they're legitimate. You don't see a lot of that in this field anymore. You don't see people admitting their mistakes. Quotes putting, everybody hurts. You don't see people admitting to their mistakes. You don't even see decent investigations anymore. You don't see them. It's been a long time since I've seen an actual real investigation. It's been a long time because we are so bound and so involved in somebody said this and somebody started that and all this is going on and trouble in here and trouble in there. And we're so involved with the trouble that's going on that we've forgotten about investigating. We've forgotten about why we're here in the first place. You know, even if you're just having fun with it as a hobby, we've forgotten about that. We've forgotten to do that. So I haven't seen any real investigations in a long time because we are scattered over and over again on Facebook, full of people arguing, people complaining. And now I'm starting to see best friends arguing among one another. I'm starting to see people that have been together for ages arguing among one another. And I'm seeing it and I'm thinking, geez, it's just not right. This is not right. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. And it's sad. I can understand if it's somebody you met yesterday, which it shouldn't happen to begin with. But it's just sad when you see people that have been together for years, that have been together before they even started investigating, arguing among one another, and being greedy, and want to be one step ahead and stepping on your face to get up in the world. I'm seeing more of that nowadays. Forget the fact that it's somebody you don't know arguing with somebody you don't know, which we used to see a lot of. We see a lot of that. And we see people now, it's people that have been around each other for years and years. And I'm disgusted with it. Not so much as disgusted, it's saddening. It makes me disappointed because I expect people to be a certain way and I look up to people to be a certain way and I respect people to be a certain way, and it's disappointing when the truth comes out. The truth comes out and makes you, yeah. When the truth comes out, it's saddening to see how they really act and how they really are. And, you know, it's a shame. You know, when I see a lot of people, I can't tell you how many times people have said, "Well, that ghost cutter, he's full of crap. That ghost cutter, he don't know. He don't know anything on. He has a show, but he's full of it. He don't know what he's talking about." Of course, there's so many audio files that I've played on my show and so many things that I've read on my show that, no, I don't know what I'm talking about. It comes out of their own mouths. Just like when I talked about Westboro last week, I played both her contradictions. I played her saying one thing, and then she turned around and said something totally the opposite. But I'm full of it. It was her. It wasn't me. She's the one that contradicted herself. And I proved it. I can't tell you how many times I went on an investigation. And I said, well, this is over here. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. I sense this. I sense that on an investigation. And I tell them, you need to watch your back because this is not right. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And they wound up leaving with a broken arm or being thrown into a wall. Because I'm so full of it, I don't know what I'm talking about. But yet, how many people out there, and there's been quite a bit, people that I've ran into out there that I've warned, and they found out the hard way, wound up not being investigators anymore. Wound up being scared and saying to themselves, this is not as fun as I thought it would be. How many times has that happened? LaSalle Hotel. Went there in, 2006 to help somebody out. And I know I'm good at knowing characters. I'm good at knowing things. Now, people don't agree with what I say, and that's great. That's fine. But I don't go banning everybody off the planet who comes into my chat room. Ban, 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 ban. I don't like what you said. Ban ya. I don't like what you said. Ban ya. Ban, 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 and ban, ban, ban. I don't do that. I don't go doing that. I don't ban everybody. And you know what? Half the people listening to my show anyway are probably going back and telling the other people because they're following them. So I'm not stupid. But you know what? I'm not going to lie either. I'm not going to hide it. And I warned you about how they are. And I've warned people about how certain people are. And I tell them, this guy is this way or this woman is this way. And they run right back to the person. And a week later, they're saying, so-and-so screwed me over. Or so-and-so banned me. They come and complain to me. And I'm like, what did I tell you? I told you that's how they are.
Well, I didn't know they were blah, 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 blah. I didn't know that. Well, they come up with all kinds of excuses.
And guess what? 2 weeks later, they're going right back to their show. They're going right back to their website. And guess what? You get banned again. And you post on Facebook.
I don't know why they banned me. I don't get it.
Think about it. Can you be that dumb? You keep going back and you keep getting banned. And then you come and complain about it. And then you go back again 2 weeks later. And then you go back and you complain about it. And then you get banned again.
Well, I don't know why they banned me. I've been in this show. I've been a part of their chat room for 4 or 5 years. So I don't know why they banned me. He banned me again.
I swear, there are shows out there that ban more people. They ban more people than they have people in their chat. There's probably 300 listeners and 4,000 people they banned. You lose a lot of listeners that way. Because guess what? The person that you ban is going to tell everybody on Facebook. And they're going to tell everybody why you got banned. They're going to tell everybody. Why? Because they're vengeance. They're vengeful. They're going to tell people they got banned. Hey, I'm going to tell this guy, I'm going to tell that guy, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to tell her, I'm going to tell her, I'm going to tell God, I'm going to tell this person, and I'm going to tell them, and I'm going to tell them.
Then you wonder why so many people hate your show. And you wonder why you went from 3,000-4,000 people down to 400 people, down to 40 people, down to 4 people, down to no people. You wonder why that's happened.
I don't understand it. I had 20 people in my show last week, Ben. I don't know what up, Ben. I don't know why that don't. These people just don't come back in there, Ben. I love these people. I don't. What do they have against Ben? What do they have against me? I did nothing, Ben. Wrong, Ben.
Because you banned 298 out of 300. That's why they don't come back into your show anymore. But, you know, or you screw them over. Which I have plenty of proof of that. But you know what's really interesting? And I see Richard in chat. Isn't it funny? And I'm going to mention this to you. Isn't it funny, Richard? Last night when I said, I guess I'm going to go, guys. I'll talk to you later. As soon as I walked out, as soon as I said, I'll see you later, and right when I left the room, who showed up? Who showed up in that room right after I walked out? Or right after I said, see you later? Who showed up in that room? Now tell me that this person is not coming anywhere near me or hiding from me because they know I know what they're up to. They know I know they're full of it. They know I know that I have stuff on them. They know I know that there is evidence that I am carrying
that would destroy who they are. They know, I know, they're full of it. They know that. That's why they don't speak to me. That's why they don't argue with me. That's why they don't debate with me. That's why they don't do it. Because you know what? If they'd even dare debate with me or argue with me, I got plenty of things I can bring up and plenty of questions I can ask. Plenty of questions. But you know what? I'm not, like I said, I'm not here for revenge. I'm here to help others out. So if I tell you don't go in there and you'll get banned, or this is going to happen to you, or that's going to happen to you, guess what? Don't get shocked and don't freak out if, guess what, you got banned. I sit here and I look at this on Facebook and I'm thinking on the top of my head, are you that insane? Can you sit there and look at your, are you forgetting the post you made last week about promoting their show and then complaining about it this week, when a month ago you did the same thing and you got banned a month ago and you got banned 3 months ago and you got banned a year ago and you keep going back, punishment over and over again? It's like an abused female or abused male. You love them so much that you just can't live without them unless they abuse you. It's the same thing, I guess. Yes, that was brilliant, Richard. I saw that. You know, he asked them about what did I say in your chat room that caused you to ban me. He said, "Well, let me go look at my notes." He says, "It says in the forums that you were given hate speech. I didn't sign up for the forums, so you're wrong." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't the forums. It was my status message. You were throwing hate speech." And he said, "I never wrote anything in your status message either, dip, you know, S word." So I got you again. He couldn't answer for himself. And what did he do? He changed the subject. He changed the subject and went on to something else. Paranormal's not about drama. We should all love each other and hold hands and whistle. Whistle and water the flowers and tie the little baby shoes and help the old ladies cross the street. Give me a break. I'm not falling for it. I saw that and I'm not falling for it. It's too bad other people do, but I'm not falling for it. Everybody else, you know, Psyfake, Ghost Divas, whatever they are, all of them, I'm not falling for that. We're going to whistle and go hang out with one another. It's all love in the paranormal. We just get together and kiss each other on the cheek, stealing other people's websites, you know, or stealing a website and making the link go to your website. Oh, we're going to kiss each other on the cheek and we're going to tiptoe through the tulips, steal people's money for events. And then we're going to hang out with one another, stealing people's money for equipment, taking advantage of others, or firing somebody because you like someone and he had sex with her. So you're mad, so you got rid of him. Sound familiar? We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show here in a bit. Spooky's going to be calling up here, so stick around. Here's Diary of a Madman. Very oldie and a goodie. Ozzy with a Ghost Getter.
The Nightbreed Show.
They are grievous chasms of torturous hellfire sin.
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome those of you in chat. Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com. .com-y. I'm looking for something here. And Spooky's supposed to call in here in a minute. But I can't find what I'm looking for. It sucks. Thank you. Somebody over there texting me or whatever. And there we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we go. Welcome back to the show. Spooky's supposed to call in here in a minute. And when she does, I'm going to say howdy. I just got to make sure I have everything in here because it doesn't look right. Doesn't look right. Oh. I was trying to find something and I don't see it. Anyway. Nightbreed Show. Hello, Spooky.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Hey, did you watch that new show that was on the other night, Haunted Collector?
No, I haven't. I recorded it, but I hadn't had a chance to watch it yet, and it sucked because I wanted to watch it before the show, and I didn't get a chance to because I got so busy in a week.
Well, I like the show. I'm going to wait and see what a couple more episodes do.
It's my thoughts exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
It's John Zappas, and I've heard of the guy.
Yeah, I've known about him for years. He's actually the Warren's nephew.
Really?
Lorraine Warren's nephew.
Oh, really?
Yep. He used to work like their assistant when during the old days.
Well, I was kind of curious as to what the show was going to be about. I mean, Haunted Collector, you can kind of get a guess at that.
Feeding your dumb radio addiction.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Packing up already. See how you are?
Yeah. I'm sorry. My mistake.
I didn't realize, though, he had a haunted museum out there in Connecticut.
Yeah, he's got objects. So does Lorraine Warren, actually. If you see his house, he's got like all kinds of weird stuff all over his house. It looks creepy. I'm not sure I want to spend a night in that house of his.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. He would show putting supposedly haunted things in his museum, and I was wondering what this guy's house is like. I sure wouldn't want to spend a night in it.
Well, what was it? I can't remember what show it was. I think it was Ghost Adventures or something. They came and visited him at his house to get him, to get advice on something. And you could, I was, the whole time he was talking to him, I was looking at the background of his house to see what it looked like. And he had some weird crap all over his house. I was like, okay, not sure I want to spend the night there. I believe it was Ghost Adventures, yeah. I think it was.
Person has to be careful, though, what they take into their homes. And you never know what's going to be attached to
it. Well, he's a demonologist, so he's supposed to know.
Well, it probably doesn't bother him. It would scare the daylights out of me. Demons are something I do not mess with. I don't mess with them. If I go into a place and there is a demon in there, I get somebody else to do it.
I got a message from Amanda saying, yes, I'm about to head out the door because I always have problems on the show, and she sits back and waits for them to happen. so she's messaging me saying, I'm about to leave. That's great.
You see where they signed Ghost Hunters for another season?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Jason did that, or Jason posted that on Facebook.
Yeah. I saw it on television, an advertisement on the Sci-Fi Channel. We're back.
They're going to be like geriatric Ghost Hunters. They're going to be like, you know, walking around with a walker. You know, because that show's never going to end.
Yeah, it's about like that new Ghostbusters movie. Nothing like geriatric ghost hunting.
Yeah, they're going to be in wheelchairs.
Give me a sign of your presence. Give me a sign of your presence. Give me a week, I'll be with you, and I'll know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty soon they're going to be investigating one another to keep that up.
Well, they're going to run out of places to go to here before long. You know, it wouldn't be so bad if they just go to someplace different.
Well, they just need to get advice from Ghost Adventures crew because they seem to come up with their own places. One of these days, they're going to be investigating. They're going to be standing in front of what they call a haunted sanitarium, and he's going to be talking. And he's going to be investigating. It's going to fall over like balsa wood.
Are you implying they're building their own scenery?
No, I wouldn't do that. We're trying to help these people out, and he's going to be investigating the house. You're going to see pictures of himself in the background. It's his own house.
Yeah.
Who put that there?
You know, I'm to the point that I seldom even turn those guys on anymore. When they first started out, I just loved them. After a while, you just kind of, you start getting the idea that they don't know what the heck they're doing.
I do it to get a laugh.
Yeah,
like I
said, do that too anymore.
The first 30 minutes is it. When they start investigating, I turn it off.
I know. I sit here thinking, gee, I'm depressed, I'm bored, I really need to laugh. Ghost Adventures is on.
And they show like 40 billion shows a night. You know, what is it they have on Saturdays? Ghost Adventures, most popular toilet breaks. You know, they got something new every week. Most haunted Western towns, most famous times, you know, Aaron went, dude!
I know. And is it just me, or does it seem like that they're pretty much investigating the same places? I was watching.
They were investigating the same places as Ghost Lab was.
Oh, really? That's your favorite show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's,
you know, love that show.
Yeah, I just loved it. You know, I'm sitting there, and Irene's watching it, sitting on the couch, and then you hear this. You know, I've always got some kind of smart-ass comment. She goes, why are you always hating up on them?
I was watching the Ghost Adventures Marathon because there wasn't anything else on TV.
They have one on, like, every other day.
Just about. It seems like just about every Sunday there's a Ghost Adventures Marathon. But I was, and I don't really sit and watch it. I just turn it on for the noise, you know. And I was doing some cleaning, and they were investigating a place. It was a sanitarium or something. And then about three episodes later, it come on. It was the same sanitarium. And I'm thinking, didn't they just investigate that?
You know, it's called a different place. It's the same place, but they put a different name on it, and they just investigate in an area.
I wonder about that, too. I wonder how many hospitals, so-called hospitals, they investigate when it's actually the same place. They just rename it each time.
Well, they rename it and they go to a part of the building they haven't been in.
Well, that's one way of covering it, I guess.
And you know, I'm asking the question because I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm asking myself, when's this show going to end? You know, because they have it on every week. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, are they going to have a season finale or what? Because they keep going on and on and on, and it won't end. A new show of Ghost Adventures. I'm like, I didn't know they were, you know, they're still going on. It's been over a year now, and they still have the show. There's no season finale.
You ever sit and watch an adventure, one of their episodes, and think, this will keep them from coming back next year, and they'll come back next year?
No, I haven't thought that way. But I know one of these days, he's going to get his butt kicked, and they're going to change their mind. They're going to think twice about it because, of course, Bobby Mackey's wasn't good enough.
No, Bobby Mackey's wasn't good enough.
I think they probably just made up the whole story afterwards.
I have a nephew that lives in Kentucky down the road from Bobby Mackey's, yeah. And He told me he won't go into the place. He's heard too much about it.
I grew up in Cincinnati, and it's just across the river from it. But I've heard of it, kind of, as being haunted, but I didn't really, it wasn't that big of a deal until today. Today it's a big deal, but back then it was like, I heard it was haunted, that was it. But now it's like such a humongous, it's one of the most haunted places in the world. It wasn't when I was growing up, now all of a sudden it is. It's like all of a sudden, what, the ghost just showed up one day and say, okay, we're moving in.
I think the thing that gets me about ghost adventures more than anything is they go in provoking, and you really don't want to do that, especially in a place like Bobby Mackey's.
You know, that brings up a good segue. I was going to tell people that, you know, tell people in chat about knowing things when they happen, you know, when certain things are going on and knowing when things are, you got a car, you outside or something?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I got a fan going. Is it bothering you?
No. You got a problem with that? No, I was just wondering because it sounded like you were outside. It's like, spooky getting all tough on me. Got a problem with that? Does it bother you?
I turned it on low. Is that better?
If it bothers you, I'll come over there and shove it up your rear end and turn it on high.
Okay, I'm cheap. I don't like to run the air conditioning. I got the windows open, breeze coming through, and a fan going, and I'm happy.
I got a fan right next to me, so I can't knock you. So.
Well, this is an old fan, and it is a little loud. So, but anyway, well, hey, last week when I called in, I had the scanner going.
Oh yeah, I heard that. You know, you got scanners on. You got a scanner on the websites. Scanner website.
Do you?
I had one bookmarked on my page, but you have a website we can listen to scanners all over the country.
Yeah, but it gets so interesting here.
Yeah, if it's close to home, it's more interesting because you want to go outside and find out what's going on.
Well, not only that, see, if a relative happens to get pulled in by the cops, I can lock the doors and pretend I'm not home when they come for bail money.
Yeah, you got something to hide. That's why. Growing pot in another room. That's what she's trying to, you know. Yeah, you said he had a farm. You just didn't say what kind.
There you go.
And your neighbors are complaining about cows. Yeah, that's because you got loudspeakers of cows to make people think that you got a farm.
I got signs all over the place that say no trespassing.
It's not even an animal. It's just you going, moo. Did that sound like it? Yeah. Okay, let me do another one.
Hiding behind a tree going, moo. Was that close?
I have a moo in my chat.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about provoking and stuff like that. Now, I have this ability, this way of telling characteristics of certain things you can't see. The characteristics of if they're more meaner than usual or less meaner than usual, what they're there for. I have this way of telling when they're standing in certain spots. Basically, you know, I can feel the characteristics of something that isn't there. I'm good at it. I've proved it several times over. And the time I went to LaSalle Hotel, and I was mentioning it earlier and didn't finish it. The time I went to the LaSalle Hotel, I was walking down helping this guy out in 2007. And I was walking down the hallway in the dark, this hotel. And I stopped at the end of the hallway, and automatically I can sense whatever was there was nasty. And I kept saying, okay, let me know you're here. Let me know who you are. Hello, 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 hello. I said, I know you're there. I can tell you're there. I can tell what type of thing you are. You just say something, do something, or just tell me you're there. You know, and I kept going, hello, 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 hello. Leave me a calling card of some kind. If you ain't going to do it now, leave me a calling card. Okay, so I said, okay, no, this is not good at all. So I went back to the room down the hallway, and I told the guy that was there that night. I said, whatever is there down that end of that hallway, there's something there. it's standing there because it's guarding that doorway. There's a door over there. There's a room at the end of the hallway, and there's something in it that it's guarding, keeping from coming out. I said, don't jack with it. It doesn't want to be messed with. It doesn't want to play around. It's not there to play games. It's there to do its job, and that job is to guard whatever's in that door. And the weird thing about it is, as it was guarding that door, I saw the actual door handle moving, but the door didn't open. And I told him this. I said, do not jack with it. Don't provoke it. Don't screw with it. Do not mess with it. It does not want to be messed with it, because if you do, it's going to come after you and teach you a lesson. What does he do? I'm laying on a floor in one of the rooms, listening to anything that goes on while he was out investigating on his own with my nephew. And sure enough, he goes and provokes it. He starts provoking whatever it is in the hallway. My nephew tells me, I wasn't there at the time, but he told me that he saw him about a foot to 3 feet in the air, nailed against the wall, like something was holding him up, and threw him from one end of the wall to the other wall when he was provoking him. I didn't see it, so I don't know. It wasn't even being recorded. So I went back and said, okay, you know, and then we looked at his back. He said his back was hurting. We lifted up his shirt. He had claw marks all over his back. Not his front side, his back. And at that time, I got an EVP saying hello. It was whispering hello. So basically, it was saying, here's my calling card. This is how I roll. Don't jack with me. That's why it said hello. That's the first thing I thought about when I heard that EVP. Sure enough, he wants to go and provoke it again because he wants to catch it on film. You know, and we tried to talk.
He didn't catch it on film, did he?
No, not the first time. And we tried to talk him out of it. We spent about an hour trying to talk him out of it, not to provoke it again, whatever. And I was with him the whole time, so there is no way possible he could have faked this. We were in the room while he was out there doing what he was doing. He started running his mouth again, and then he got thrown against the wall. He wound up standing on his head, which I don't know how you can do that within a second, wound up on your back and then standing on your head like something was holding his legs up with one arm. And, you know, we went out there and said, okay, now do you believe me? Now you're going to listen to me? I think it's time we need to go. And he said, okay, we need to go. You know, he decided he agreed with me, and we left. I said, you know, I told you not to mess with it, didn't I? I told you not to jack with it. It doesn't want to be toyed with. Well, he lifted up his shirt again, and this time he had claw marks on the front of his body, the front of his chest. Them claw marks were not there before. Now, a lot of people say when they see the video, they think it's fake and all this stuff. But I can explain the claw marks, because I was with him the whole time after the first time and when it happened the second time. And those claw marks were not there. So he could not have faked those claw marks. I can't explain that. And, you know, since then, he doesn't jack with things too much like I told him to. And that's,
I can't get over the fact that he jacked with it a second time after what happened to him the first time.
Yeah. And this is not the first time I've been through a situation like this before, because I can read what's in the room. When I went to the Hill House Manor, Linda's over there doing a tour of the house and showing people what it looks like and, you know, what each room means and all that stuff. I would walk up to her and interrupt her and go, okay, he's over there in that corner behind the chair. And she would look at me in shock like, how did you know that? She said, yes, that's one of our most active areas in that room. I kept interrupting her. She said, okay, we go in this room. I said, okay, there's another one over there over by the fireplace. And she said, yeah, it's most active around the fireplace. I kept interrupting her and doing that because I can read where they are and I can read what kind of attitude they got. And sometimes they don't have a very good attitude, and sometimes it's like, you know, their mind's warped and they're like childish, mentally retarded, you know, but kind of thing. They're childish, but not as dangerous as others are. But I can do that, and I've proved it several times. But then you hear this, go get her full of crap. And how many times have I got to take you out there and prove it to you, and then you get thrown in a wall, and you have to learn a lesson the hard way?
Some people don't learn until the brain damage sets in.
Yeah, and they go off and provoke it. They go off and do something stupid again. Or use a Ouija board like they mentioned in chat, which I tell people over and over again not to do. Well, I've never caught anything on a Ouija board before, so I can do it as much as I want. Yeah, well, may not happen quickly. It may not happen the time you did it. But eventually, he's coming to get you.
You know, speaking of Ouija boards, I have a friend that uses an online Ouija board, and I was just watching him talk about it in chat. And she thinks that since she uses an online Ouija board that nothing can happen to her.
I've had things happen in a chat room when I'm watching a video on YouTube. Or not YouTube, but Justin. I've had things happen. They know you're there.
Of course they do. Of course they do. And they'll even... I've seen instances where they would be reading chat.
Yeah. What was it? Who was that girl? I can't remember. Cat probably knows. This woman that was sitting there, we went into chat. She was asking for help, and we all went into her chat room. She was saying she had demonic entities in her house, and this and that was going on. So we went into the chat room, and I thought, well, I'm going to help her out and do what I can. I told her to read Psalm 91, and she said things are getting really bad in there. So I had a guy post Psalm 91 in the chat room and put it in there. As soon as he put it in there, the laptop closed. And she said she got slapped across the face or something like that. And you can actually hear it growling when we posted it in the chat room. So you can't tell me it doesn't know you're there. It's not stupid. If you can read a chat room and you can see a video, it can see you too.
That's right. Absolutely. I just get a kick out of those people that think that they can use an online Ouija board and nothing's going to come through it. And it's like a boy said, you open up a door, something's going to walk through it.
Yeah, it was Nancy. Thank you, Kat. Kat told me it was Nancy. It's been a while and I forgot. I don't even know what's happened to them, if they're still around. But yeah, paper Ouija boards, these people that make them up on paper. It's not, people don't get it. It's not the object. It's the reasoning behind it. It's the idea of doing it. It's what your heart tells you to do. It's what your faith tells you to do. It's your actions that cause it to come out, not the object itself. It's the reasoning behind it. That's why some people claim, oh, it never works for me, because you don't believe it. And if you don't believe in it, then demons are not going to exist, because if you don't believe in them, they already got you. They already got you. Because if you don't believe in them, you're not going to believe in God. That's exactly what they want. They don't want you to believe in God because it's not about you. They don't want you believing in God because they hate God. They're rebellious, they're pissed off at God, and they hate humans. And if you don't believe them, you're not going to believe God. And that's what they want, and that's how they win. It's easy. But people still argue with me over it. Sooner or later...
You have to believe in one to believe in the other. It's that simple.
Well, sooner or later, they're going to find out the hard way.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's like, I can't remember what I was going to say now. I was reading chat and forgot what I was going to say. Elf in the bed.
Yeah.
Night elf.
Yeah. He'll get yours a little late because we're on a delay. But I typed it.
But, that's like going to Bobby Mackey's. Did you see that interview that they gave? They were talking about what happened to them there at Bobby Mackey's, and something followed all three of them home. And one even caused one, I think it was Aaron.
Yeah, it was Aaron.
It caused his divorce.
Right. Blame.
They never did say how they got rid of it, but then they turn around and go back there, and what do? They provoke again. It's like they can't learn the first time.
Blame the divorce on a ghost, or blame the divorce on something else, but don't blame it on the fact that you're on the road 24 hours a day and you're never home, and don't blame it on the fact that maybe you're an a-hole to your wife or anything like that. You know, blame it on something else. How do we know that this thing wasn't from somewhere else that they were at that attacked
them? Well, I'm kind of wondering, after watching these guys and everything, and while I don't doubt that the conditions are right for something to follow them home. I'm just wondering how true that actually was.
Oh, yeah, well, how do we know that it didn't come from Allegheny Lunatic Asylum or La Paranza? I mean, was he home one day and got a knock at the door?
Hey, I'm the demon from Bobby Mackey's. I just come to let you know that I'm stalking you.
Come on.
You and your wife are going to get a divorce by the time I'm done.
Yeah.
But I just, because it just seems to me that no reasonable person, if that happened to them, no reasonable person would turn around and go back. They never said how they got rid of it, though. I noticed that. They never said how they got rid of it. And it, like you say, it could have followed them from someplace else and just kind of hung around before it let itself be known.
Right.
Because they will do that.
Yeah, they're not, like you said, they're not on call. That's why I don't believe in this paranormal challenge show that's coming out that Ghost Adventures are doing. How do you know that we're taking two groups in there and the person who gets the best evidence and blah, blah, blah wins or whatever? I'm like, well, how do you know that the ghost is going to show up when you tell them to?
They don't act on cue. I don't care what anybody thinks.
Is it like the Looney Tunes?
I don't care what anybody says. They do not act on cue.
Is it like the Looney Tunes frog? My name is Sammy. My name is Mammy. I am your act-on guy. And then when you try to videotape it or take a picture, rip.
And that's the thing, see, about these paranormal shows. They make it seem like that every time you go into a place, you get evidence every time.
Yeah.
They don't tell you how many times they've had to visit there to get the evidence. They don't, you know, because there's been times that I've been places that I got absolutely nothing.
Yep.
And then I'll turn around and go back like a month or two later and then just get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's not on cue.
And they don't tell you that you can do 10 investigations at 10 different places, you know, before you find a place that actually you get evidence at.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. I mean, just because you see them come out on the show every week doesn't mean they only went there. They could have went to 50 places and got nothing, and then finally when they did, okay, we're going to use this on TV.
Yeah, and they make it seem like that they went into the place and everything was active then. They don't tell you that they've been to that place 20 times before.
Well, I just think it's funny that every season is more dangerous and more exciting than the last season. I mean, last season wasn't as good as this season, and the season before that wasn't as good as last season.
I'm just amazed they're still on the air.
I think next year they're going to have knives thrown at them. And
flamethrower.
Yeah, all kinds of, you know, weird stuff is going to happen. They're going to, you know, I mean, how extreme can you get?
How extreme can you get before it just seems ridiculous?
Yeah. Kind
of
like,
extreme do you have to get before people realize that you're full of it?
Kind of like Extreme Paranormal. You remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
I do have to say, though, getting away from Ghost Adventures, I think one of the most boring shows on television is Celebrity Ghost Stories.
I watch it a few times. I even played some of the clips in my show, but it lasted about a week.
Well, and then I've watched it several times, but the night that I was sitting there watching Steven Tyler, and I'm sitting there thinking, dude,
looks
there
like
was
a, lady.
A time when you didn't draw a sober or a straight breath. So how do you know you saw anything?
He was stoned the whole time.
He was stoned for years. And it's like, you know, if I drink enough green beer, I'll see leprechauns.
I want him to have Keith Richards on there one day.
Oh, man.
That ought to be fun. If you can understand what he's saying, the ghost.
Well, we were staying at this castle, and I did some LSD, and you would not believe the ghost that I saw come out of the wall.
I
can only imagine what Keith Richards would tell.
I want to see Jimmy Page explain himself. Mr. Crowley lover.
Isn't Keith Richards the one that cremated his dad and smoked him with pot?
And sniffed his ashes.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah, he said like a month later, I really didn't do that. I was joking. And then a week later he said, yeah, I actually did do that.
Oh, my like, gosh.
You sick bastard.
I can't imagine doing that either.
Oh, man, I can't imagine nuclear holocaust. Free! I have all the ashes I need!
Yeah.
Of course, it'll sound like...
But I just, and well, my point is that some of those people on that celebrity ghost stories, they're, you know, at one time they were either drunks, drug abusers,
or just plain full of crap.
Or just plain full of crap. You got it. You know, and it's kind of hard to take somebody like Tom Arnold serious, because Tom Arnold is never serious.
He's been, he was married to a ghost.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. And you ever notice it's a celebrity that's pretty much washed up and looking for some, looking to revive their career?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're all jumping on the ghost, I've seen a ghost bandwagon. I've had a show about that like 3 years ago where I talked about that. Jumping on a, I've seen a ghost bandwagon.
Yep. And it seems like everybody's doing it.
Yeah. You ever notice every time they have a movie come out about that, all of a sudden they claim that the set was haunted and they come up with all kinds of weird stories right before the movie comes out? How come they don't say it, you know, way before they made the movie or way after the movie's over?
Well, that's like that Three Men and a Baby deal where there was supposed to have been a ghost behind a curtain and come to find out it was a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, how come they didn't bring that up?
They do that to get publicity for that movie so you'll go see it. Well, that movie was a blockbuster. A lot of people paid money to go see that.
Actually, it came out, they talked about that before the second movie came out. Right before the second movie came out, they brought that up. And I thought, how come they don't bring this up when the movie was out or before the movie was out? Somebody had to have seen this. And then they bring it out right before they did the second movie. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a shock.
Well, it must have been really fast because I've seen the movie four times and I've never seen that cardboard cutout. But
you can
maybe
see
I'm
it
not looking in the right spot.
Yeah, I've seen it. You can see it on YouTube. They have it on YouTube where they actually slow it down and you can see it. And somebody said it's Ted Danson, and it doesn't look like Ted Danson to me. It does look like a cardboard cutout of a boy, but it doesn't look like Ted Danson to me.
And that movie, Paranormal Activity. Now, how lame. You know what? I put that right down there with the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah. I played an interview on my show where they said things were actually going on when they were doing the movie. And they started playing with a Ouija board during the talk show. I mean, when the guy was interviewing him, they started playing with a Ouija board.
Well, I've seen a Ouija board do a lot of things, but I've never seen one burst out in flames. But I figure given time, I probably will.
Well, this was during an interview. They were interviewing him, and they were saying, did anything really happen when you were doing the movie? And they said, actually, there were a few things we can't explain. And he said, well, before you go, and he pulls out the Ouija board, I thought we would play with this for a little bit. And I'm like, you guys are nuts.
Well, you know, they made the same claims on the movie The Exorcist, that while they were filming the movie, a lot of things went wrong, like with the camera, the sound equipment, the locations and stuff. So, and that was, have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I just laughed about it.
Me too. I saw about maybe 40 minutes of it, and I said, oh, I'm turning this off.
I hear this. Dude, that was the scariest movie of all time. I'm like, no. It goes right up there with Monty Python's Holy Grail and Blazing Saddles to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, it's not scary.
But you ever notice, though, that they now when they make these type of movies, they're always claiming now that something happened. They're trying to hype up the movie so they can sell tickets. And that's all it is. It comes down to the dollar.
Well, yeah, maybe it's just, or maybe it's the idea of what they're doing is drawing something in. I don't know. But it's a celebrity, and the celebrity's washed up. And I always find it funny how the celebrity always comes out publicity about how the president's evil and they talk smack about him and it's all over the press when their career is taking a dive or their movie is crap. they seem to come out with all this mess. It's a publicity stunt. You can see it right through them.
Well, I figured out that when a celebrity is washed up, they do one or two things. They either claim that something paranormal happened to them, or they end up on Dr. Drew's celebrity rehab. I watched last season of that, and Eric Roberts was on it. How washed up can you get?
or the chick from One Day at a Time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was.
She was on there too. Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss.
Oh yeah, the washed up actors trying to revive their career.
And that's exactly what I thought when I saw Eric Roberts. Oh, my gosh. How washed up do you have to be to end up on Dr. Drew's celebrity rehab?
If you can't borrow some money from her sister, Julia Roberts, if he's
you
that down
think.
And out. If he's that down and out, borrow some money from your sister.
Or Mindy McCready.
Or
that
Corey Haim.
So fast.
Corey Haim.
Funny. Corey Haim.
Yeah. Now, Kat's calling me. I got to run.
Saying, okay. Well, I'll talk to you next
master.
Friday. Have a great weekend.
All right. I appreciate it, Spooky. I'll talk
okay.
to you later. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Good night.
Night.
We are coming to a close.
Well, he's actually gone. Will we ever forget him? Who? You know, what's his name?
The Nightbreed Show.
I want to thank everybody who came in the chat tonight. Quote me on that, the mod. Chester, the cheetah. Draxel, the mod. Cat, my assistant. That dude from somewhere. Richard, Spooky, SWB, Free Money. Web Services, Sid, W Services, Sid. Moo, Paragal, Elk, Kinky Cat. And all of you listening to jackalope.com, jackalope 105 FM. Be sure to listen to the reverse radio next Thursday because going to redo the show about the top 10 musicians that changed history. So be sure to listen to that. And the Nightbreed Show next Friday, 10 Central, on jackaloperadio.com. Till then, get ready for Amanda and Chronix. See ya.